Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I always love it when it gets to be 10:07 on a Thursday morning, because that means we get a chance to visit with Wayne Allyn Root. You read his stuff in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You see him on Newsmax every afternoon at 5 o'clock, and you hear him on this very radio station from 3 until 6 each and every day. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, joins us. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
I am so great. There's breaking news all around us. Julian Assange is in custody. His defenders, his legal team, claims he is a journalist, he is a publisher, he's not a subversive, and that he should be treated like essentially the New York Times or the Washington Post. What do you think?
You brought up the one topic I'm not comfortable really talking about, because I don't know enough about what Julian Assange really did, what laws were violated, whether you're allowed to. See, here's the thing. We all know that he broke the law. Basically, he let out classified information. Are you allowed to ever put your feelings into it and say he let out information that the American people needed to hear, therefore he's not a criminal and I won't press charges? Could Trump have done that? I have no idea whether you're allowed to put your own beliefs in that, you know, because it's pretty black and white. If you let out secrets of the state, you go to jail for the rest of your life. I happen to be on his side and think what he let out was good for the American people they needed to hear, and I also think what he let out showed that Hillary Clinton was a criminal, and that it probably helped Donald Trump win the election. So I'm on Julian Assange's side, but there is no side. There's black and white. Either you follow the law or you don't. And if you let something out that helps the American people, but it breaks the law and it's espionage, then you go to jail for the rest of your life. So I have no idea what to say on this one, Kevin. For once in my life, I'm stumped.
My God, we have stumped the expert. Let me just ask you, is there a difference between Snowden and Assange? Or are they the same thing?
I don't know. You're hitting me with territory I just don't care about. You know what? I care about America. I care about the American economy. I care about the fact that Donald Trump, despite 92% negative news coverage, negative 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with hate speech. They hate him. They call him Hitler. They call him KKK. He's a racist. Now we have people in the Boston Globe putting editorials that all Republicans are evil, and we are helping Trump to literally, you know, basically be Nazis and murder illegals at the border. We're the most horrible people. It's ethnic cleansing, they're calling it. And anyone who works for the Trump administration should never be allowed to eat a meal in a restaurant without the employees peeing on their food. This was in today's Boston Globe. They printed that. They actually printed it. So my point to you is, despite the crazy Trump derangement syndrome in the news, 24 hours a day, Trump's at 53% at Rasmussen as of yesterday. 53% approval. And that is 7 points higher than Obama was at the same time in his presidency, with the news media in love with him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And as far as the economy, 58% support the Trump economy. He's headed for a landslide reelection. The media is trying so hard, and they can't stop it. There's nothing they can do because the people see the results, Kevin. Trump has created a good economy. He's fighting for the American people, and the people like him. As a matter of fact, 66% of the public says they're against reparations, while the Democratic presidential candidates all want reparations for black people. The stupidest idea in the history of mankind. You know, welfare wasn't bad enough. Now you just got to make up a lie. You know, oh, you owe somebody. I owe somebody for something someone else's great-great-great-great-great-grandfather did in a time in place I wasn't there and my grandfather wasn't there. The most ridiculous BS ever invented in the history of the world. Just another way to steal my money and give it to someone who votes Democrat who's too lazy to work for it. And you know what? Never, ever, ever. Mark me down. Please put it up there, Right Wing Watch. Wayne Root is quoting Charlton Heston. You'll get reparations after you kill me and you take it from my cold, dead hands. Nobody's ever getting reparations from Wayne Root. Ever, ever, ever. My grandfathers were in Germany and Russia. And my great-great-grandfathers, at the time there was slavery, we had nothing to do with it. As a matter of fact, I think the reparations should be paid by the great-great-great-grandchildren of the black people in Africa who sold the slaves. I think blacks should be paying reparation to blacks if you're going to go after reparation. So don't ever come near me, because my relatives were slaves in Egypt and Rome. And so I don't want any reparations, and I'm never going to pay reparations, and keep bringing it up, because you won't get one white middle-class vote in the 2020 election. God bless you. Just keep talking, you moron Democrats.
Wayne Allen Root, you never have to ask him twice about how he feels on a given subject. I want to ask you about William Barr's testimony. I thought he did great over the last 2 days. Senate committee yesterday, Wednesday, a House committee. What came out yesterday was that he is assembling a team to look at the investigators, to actually investigate the investigators relative to this Russian collusion stuff. You like the idea?
Yeah, wasn't I the one who said it? I'm the guy who said the hunters have to now become the hunted. I'm the guy who wrote that commentary, and it made it all over the country, and people were so mad at it that John Oliver on HBO with his 4.6 million viewers, I think we talked about this last week, actually, you know, tried to castigate me on national TV based on the beautiful suit I was wearing and put me up on the screen talking about this very topic. The hunters have to become the hunted, and I sent that to President Trump and all the people around him, and I see they read it and they used it, and now it's time to make the hunters the hunted. We got to go after these people, and the most important guy to go after is Obama. He okayed it all. He approved it all. He probably dreamed it all up. Right now, we got to be asking the Richard Nixon question: what did Obama know, and when did he know it? And if I was Obama, I'd have two questions on my mind right now. Number one, is there cable TV in prison? And number two, how do I look at orange? Because orange is the new black, Obama.
Yeah,
good luck.
Yeah,
good luck.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth? Let me just ask you, by the time you and I talk next week, the Mueller report will be out, redacted most probably. Do you worry about what's in the Mueller report if a lot of it goes out unredacted?
No, I don't worry about a thing in the Mueller report. You know, this is so funny. Liberals are the ones who love lawyers and criminals. They love it when lawyers take a murderer and they make a jury so confused, and they make such a compelling case that even though you know the guy is a murderer and a rapist, maybe even a mass murderer, maybe kill 5 girls and rape 5 girls, and you know it in every bone in your body, but a good lawyer can make a jury doubt that, and they say, we don't know if he's a murderer or not, but you didn't make the case, government, so we're going to let the murderer go. And liberals applaud that. Guys like me hate that. I hate lawyers. I hate criminals getting off because the law is so, you know, so on the side of presuming innocence that someone you know is a murderer gets off. But in this one case, one thing is a fact, no matter what the Mueller report says. It's a fact. There is no evidence there was collusion. And even if you really believe Trump did it, which is ludicrous, but if you do, there isn't a case. You could never convince a jury in the history of the world that there was enough evidence for collusion. So based on liberals' own love of the law, it doesn't matter what this says. There is no case. I'm not saying he didn't do it, even though I believe he didn't do it. There is no case ever in any court of law to say that Trump did it. So drop it, liberals, you deranged losers. It's over. By your own measurement of what's right and wrong in a courtroom, it's over. There is no proof that Donald Trump ever did it. Therefore, you've got nothing. Go away and shut up. And now we're going to come after you.
The president was in town over the weekend speaking here in Southern Nevada. Many believe it was the precursor to his 2020 reelection campaign. Do you have a feel for what the Democrats, I mean, they've tried Russian collusion. They've tried all these different things, fitness for office, all of that stuff, and nothing has stuck.
Taxes. Don't forget Trump's tax returns, yeah.
Do you have a feel for what the reelection campaign will be about from a Democrat perspective?
Well, look, I mean, I feel bad for them because they have nothing. I mean, this is the only thing they've got. Between now and Election Day, will the economy turn down? Will it turn sour? Will it turn slightly down? Can they make the case it's on a downturn and it's Donald Trump's fault, which is, I don't know how they're going to make that case, because he's the one that saved us in the Obama economy. When you look at what Bernie Sanders actually proposed yesterday, and there are actually sites online, I think Americans for Prosperity, if I'm not mistaken, put up a list of all the taxes, not things they're assuming would be needed to pay for Bernie's free Medicare for all, but actually Bernie's own speech and his own proposal. Just like we hung Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with her own words in the Green New Deal. She really did talk about farts from cows. She really did say we're going to have trains that fly over the ocean and we're going to eliminate all cars that use fuel. She said all that. She really did say we're going to knock down every building and house in America and retrofit it for green energy. And then once we called her on it, she said, I didn't say that. Oh, that's a lie. You're all liars. These people are so pathetic. They write something down, they put it out to the public, and then they make believe they never said it. They're in total denial. So it's the same thing with Bernie. He put out his proposal, and it asked for so many new taxes, Kevin, that they're dying to go back to the Obama economy. The Democratic Party actually wants to go back to 1% GDP because 3% GDP, three times faster economic growth, doesn't appeal to them because nobody jumps on the welfare wagon. And therefore votes Democrat. Everybody gets off the welfare wagon under a Trump, and they don't want to vote Democrat anymore. They need to make America miserable again. That should be their campaign theme for 2020. Mama, make America miserable again. That's what they want. They want to go back to Obama because they don't like a good economy. It's sick. It's mentally ill. It's derangement. I don't know what to say about it, but good luck to them. Their campaign case is we want to make America miserable like Obama again. We don't like that Trump made it good. And by the way, just to show Wainwright's usually right, it came out today once again. Lowest unemployment claims, or I should say employment claims, jobless claims, since 1969. Just came out, headline at Drudge, since 1969. God bless Donald Trump. He's going for a landslide reelection, electoral landslide.
And I don't know if you saw it, but I watched the speech last night in Crosby, Texas. He was there smack dab in the middle of a bunch of union leaders and oil workers. And I'm thinking to myself, can you think of another Republican president that had the kind of support with labor folks as this one does? I mean, this is amazing. It's incredible.
Yeah, except for Las Vegas. Isn't it funny? In the rest of the country, I would say 50% of all the labor guys love him. And because I grew up in New York in kind of a rough, blue-collar, working-class neighborhood, all my buddies, Italian, Irish, working-class guys who are union members, all love Trump, watch my show every night, text me all the time, love you, Wayne, love Trump, you guys are great. My friends who I grew up with, whether you like it or not, are all white union members. But in Las Vegas, the union members are all illegal aliens. They're from other countries. They don't appreciate the United States Constitution. When you find me a legal Hispanic, I find you someone who leans to Donald Trump. And the latest polls show it. The latest polls show Trump's approval among Hispanics, 50%. That's why I say he's going to win by a landslide. But the ones who don't support him, Wayne Root has nothing against Hispanics. I have something against illegals. And our entire Vegas Strip is filled with illegal aliens working in hotels who vote for the Democratic Party. And this is why we're losing elections in Nevada. And until the Republican Party wakes up and admits the truth and fights back and does something against it, about it, you will never win elections in Nevada again as a Republican. Illegals are outvoting legal American citizens, and it's happening on the Strip every day with Strip employees who go to the polls with instructions provided by the Culinary Union in Spanish. And Trump needs to declare a national executive, another national emergency, with an executive order that you can, English is the official language of the United States, and it's the only language you're allowed to vote in. Don't let people go to the polls with a list of voting spelled out in Spanish. If you can't speak English, then you don't get to vote. Good luck.
Wow. Wayne, always good, man. You have yourself a great weekend. We will talk again next week, and by then we'll have the Mueller report out. We'll find out exactly what's in it and what's redacted. We'll do that next week. But you have a great weekend, my friend.
You got it. God bless. So, RootForAmerica.com is the website. You can listen to me 3 hours every afternoon right here on 790 KBET from 3 to 6, and you can watch me every night from 5 to 6 here in Vegas on Newsmax TV.
I'll be watching this afternoon. There you go. Wayne Allen Root joining us. I love it. No, I mean, I love it that we get a chance every week to have Wayne Allen Root on. And he is very, very generous with his time. We appreciate that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday. It is Live and Local now.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's Taco Shop. You can choose from over 100 family recipes, each prepared hot and fresh every day. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. A commitment to quality and service that will never be compromised. Ah, it's going to be a glorious day at Roberto's. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit nevadapolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's nevadapolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Are you seeking a career change? Are you a motivated self-starter with solid computer skills and radio board operating experience? Well, the folks here at 790 Talk Now are expanding. They're in the midst of a valley-wide search for the best and brightest radio production talent. If you want to help produce Live and Local Now and other 790 Talk Now programming, I want you as a part of our Royce International Broadcasting team. For more information, call Debbie McKay at 760-851-9447. That number again, 760-851-9447.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk Now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 100 of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement? Call Sam. Do it right now. 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Coming up, we'll get to more of your calls. 844 The number 2 Nevada, it's 844-263-8232. We want to continue finding out what you think of Julian Assange. He is being held in a London jail. The U.S. is seeking extradition to America or Gitmo or someplace. And the big question is, his defense says he's no different than essentially the Washington Post or the New York Times. That he is a publisher. He's not. No. He's not. I'm trying to think of the best explanation. He's not a subversive. He's not a spy. He is a publisher. That's what they're trying to call it. He's a publisher. First of all, do you buy it? Or is he just a bad dude who was trying to influence the 2016 presidential elections? We'll talk about that. Is this going to open up a whole new can of worms relative to the Mueller report? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk Now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Ichabod Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar. I enjoyed lunch there just a couple of days ago. They got a great lunch menu. Wow. And the daily specials, I love them. On East Flamingo at Pecos, that's Ichabod's. You'll fall in love with this place. Tell you what, let's go to your phone calls. We're talking about Julian Assange and exactly what, what do we do with him? And I think the Department of Justice is, even as we speak, trying to figure that out. What is it we can charge him with? Now, his defense team says he is nothing more than a publisher, and he should be treated like the New York Times and the Washington Post. He's a whistleblower. Nothing nefarious. Tell you what, let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. I'm glad you brought up Julian Assange. We've been talking about Julian Assange and all for the last 2 years. And I just happened to see on the TV, CNN, they were showing the Democrats again, and I think his name is Blumenthal out of California, saying now that Julian Assange has been arrested, he needs to be brought back immediately to the United States. His crimes with the Russians in the 2020 election, and with the collusion, and that they did not find anything by Mueller, but yet the Democrats still think that Julian Assange and the Russians are connected. And we all know it was Seth Rich, and that's going to come out. And that's going to be their worst thing, because once Donald Trump pardons him, brings him back to the U.S., Julian Assange has all the info. He knows what happened to Seth Rich. He know how the DNC got their computers, all their hard drives broken into by the internal people that work for the DNC. It was never an outside source or state that hacked the DNC in the beginning. Yet, again, like Nancy Pelosi says, Pelosi just said, it's imperative now that the Mueller report, that when it comes out, we must impeach Trump. Now they're back that they're going to go after him, impeach him, now that Mueller has found nothing. This is absolute insanity, and the Democratic Party is a melting and imploding.
Well, and it shows you, Brady, they got nothing. They got nothing, nada. They tried Russian collusion, lack of fitness for office, the 25th Amendment. What else? They've tried everything. And it has not worked. Calvin, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. What do you think of all this?
I think Trump needs to sit this one out. Due to the fact that if he led Julian Assange into this country, it's going to be played against him as, oh, you can let white people in, but you can't let brown people in. And he just stated this country was full. You're going to accept somebody else?
Well, now that brought up something that we talked about in our previous hour. The notion,
okay.
What if Julian Assange arrives in America and immediately his legal team, asks for asylum?
And they should. I mean,
because
Trump
he's being persecuted.
He said WikiLeaks was the greatest thing ever. Trump should give him asylum. He helped him as well.
You think he should give him
Why
a pardon?
Would he not?
Should he give him a pardon?
Why shouldn't he? Why should he not?
Are you saying this tongue in cheek, or are you serious?
I am dead serious. Due to the fact, no tongue in cheek when I say, you ought to know when I call, I have my serious opinions about things.
I know.
And whether it is with you or against you, I'm going to say what I have to say, and I have my serious opinion. I don't like to play with politics because it affects our whole country. Whether you're involved or not, things like this are going to come back on Trump. I think he needs to sit it out and wait after 2020. But if he's pushed to make a decision, let him in the country.
Wow. And by the way, let him in the country in jail as opposed to sending him to Gitmo or someplace?
I wouldn't put him in jail because the lady that he supposedly conspired with, she's already served her time. And when she got out, she didn't want to come out and tell the truth, so she went back in. My thing is, he's already been in seclusion and in prison, so to speak, in the apartment that he was held up in for those 7 years.
Good point. Calvin, thanks, man. That frees up a line. You've been trying to get through, and all you've been getting is a busy signal. Now is your chance. I got one line open. You can sneak through right now. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Here's my deal. Wouldn't this be amazing if the president were to grant asylum to this guy, to Julian Assange? Would that be wild? The whole notion of granting asylum after everything we've heard from the hundreds of thousands of people who have come to our southern border, and the president suddenly would become a champion of asylum and an asylum seeker, just one. Maybe he's got family he wants to bring in as well. No, just think about that for a second. Tell you what, let's do. Back to your phone calls. Go to Scott. Scott, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Well, I hope we get Julian Assange back here because you know what we can do? I think he should work for the FBI. I mean, think about it, Kevin. He could hack Russia, China, North Korea, Iran. It would be great.
Wow. I had not even thought of that.
One other thing. I was listening to Wayne Allen Root, and I think it's great, the new slogan for the Democrat Party, make America miserable again. We'll wear our MAGA hats, and their hats will be MAMA.
Oh,
Mama.
My God. I love that. No, but it's true. They're a bunch of snowflakes. They really honestly are. Remember after the election? And they canceled finals and midterms. And they needed safe spaces. And they needed security dogs. And they needed, safe space where they could feel and they could grieve. And it was a stupid election. It just didn't go the way they thought it would. Ron, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hello, Mr. Kevin Walls. This is great. This is Ron from Las Vegas. This is a segue from the last guy. He was a good talker. You know, there's a great old saying. Hindsight is 2020.
Good point.
And I'm going to tell all the Democrats in this country, hindsight is 2020. And when Mr. Trump wipes them off the map, they're going to know what hindsight means. That's why they call them Democrats. And guess what their favorite thing is? It's called a jackass, right? So that's hindsight.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that. I love that. You want to join us? I've just freed up a line. People are incredibly clever today, and I'm not sure what that's about. Is it a full moon? No, not a full moon. Sorry about that. By the way, I want you to hear William Barr. This is cut two. William Barr testified before a Senate subcommittee yesterday. Was questioned by Gene Shaheen from New Hampshire. And I want you to listen because William Barr was very specific and he measured his words that he is not targeting the FBI with this investigation, this whole new investigation, you know, essentially investigating the investigators. But he did say that he was going to look at individuals at the FBI. This is cut two, and this is William Barr, our Attorney General, yesterday in Washington.
I also want to make clear, this is not launching an investigation of the FBI. To the extent there were any issues at the FBI, I do not view it as a problem that's endemic to the FBI. I think there was probably a failure among a group of leaders there at the upper echelon. And so I don't like to hear attacks about the FBI because I think the FBI is an outstanding organization. And I think, you know, Chris Wray is a great partner for me. I'm very pleased that he's there as the director. And if it becomes necessary to look over some former officials' activities, I expect that I'll be relying heavily on Chris and work closely with him.
Coming up, guess what happened yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate? Did you hear about this? Bernie Sanders, one of 20-some-odd presidential wannabes on the Democrat side, rolled out his revised Medicare for All bill, and it got a, shall we say, a lukewarm review by Republicans and even by some Democrats. Coming up after the break, I'll let you hear Mitch McConnell and his spin on this whole single-payer Medicare for All thing of Bernie Sanders. It just won't fly. We'll talk about that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is live and local now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 20 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Jackie Thornhill, president-elect of the Las Vegas Rotary Club. For 96 years, the Las Vegas Rotary Club has taught area youth to succeed through literacy, education, and life skills development. To fund our year-round programs, we hold one major fundraising event each year. This year, the Las Vegas Rotary Club brings together world-class cuisine and high octane. It's a speed and style reception Saturday night, April 27th at Celebrity Cars in Las Vegas. Enjoy food station pairings, check out classic and exotic cars and motorcycles, with a special appearance by cast members from the hit TV show Counting Cars. You're all invited to our world-class speed and style reception benefiting Spread the Word Nevada. Proceeds stay here in Southern Nevada to continue the amazing work Rotary does in our local community. To order tickets, go to LasVegasRotary.com. That's LasVegasRotary.com, and I'll see you Saturday night, April 27th.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty, starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
So Bernie Sanders rolls out this Green New Deal and his Medicare for All. And I don't know if you caught this last night, but on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News Channel, Mitch McConnell was there. And boy, you want to talk about shooting it down. I mean, you want to talk about dead on arrival? Give a listen. This is Cut 8. And this is Mitch McConnell talking about Bernie's Medicare for All.
Statement saying that a President Bernie Sanders would get Medicare for All through. He's pushing for filibuster reform, says it would get 51 votes. Democratic senators, quote, need to be prepared to do what polls show that rank-and-file Democrats want, and that is a Medicare for All single-payer system. Your reaction? Your reaction to that?
Not as long as I'm majority leader. It ought to be called Medicare for None, because as the setup piece pointed out, 180 million Americans would lose the private health insurance they, many of them, have negotiated for at work. Medicare itself, that current recipients have been paying into all these years, would be completely drained by adding all these additional people. If you want to turn America into a socialist country, this is the first step. That coupled, of course, with the Green New Deal, which would eliminate a whole lot of jobs. I think what we're seeing here is full socialism on display in the Democratic primaries for president. And even those who are skeptical about it, like Senator Klobuchar, are saying a public option. Well, that's not much different, because if you have a public option, I guarantee you the public option will also drive all the private insurance companies out of business. So look, this is a prescription for turning America into a Western European country.
Where's the GOP plan on health care?
Well, what we want to make sure everybody knows is that we're all in favor of covering pre-existing conditions, and that's really not endangered by the current litigation that's working its way through the courts. I'm all in favor of working on what should be called niche fixes to try to improve the current system. Obviously, Obamacare has entirely too high copayments and deductibles. We ought to be working on something like that. There is a bipartisan effort underway in the Senate to try to get down the cost of prescription drugs. Those are the kinds of things that could actually pass. But I guarantee you, next year, what's going to be on display across this country is a debate about whether we want to turn America into a socialist country. Right. I never thought, by the way, that we'd be debating the virtues of capitalism in America in my lifetime.
You backed off last week, taking another run at trying to repeal and replace Obamacare. Did the president get too far over his skis there?
Well, look, we made that effort last Congress. It didn't work. Clearly, the Democratic House is not going to pass it. So we're not going to spend time in the Senate on things that have, you know, literally no chance of becoming law.
What happens if the Supreme Court rules Obamacare unconstitutional?
Then we'll have to revisit the whole matter. But that's not likely to happen anytime for the next couple of years. So I think people ought to just take a deep breath and settle down and let us work on some of these more modest fixes that I think the American people need and deserve.
Simply put, Bernie Sanders and his Medicare for All, I think, is essentially dead on arrival. Is that a safe assumption? I mean, it's essentially dead on arrival. Now, one of the things that we've talked a lot about, and maybe not enough, and that is the high cost of prescription drugs. I have been blessed in that I'm reasonably healthy. I'm a type 2 diabetic. I take metformin, and it's not that expensive. But there are other drugs that are out there, and I see them, and I have friends that take them, that they pay, you know, $200 a week, $800 a month on one prescription drug. And a lot of people, and in fact, some of my senior friends, some of my senior friends spend thousands of dollars. I mean, this is a little scary. One member of the assembly, Melissa Hardy, and she's going to join us at the top of the next hour. She is Assemblywoman from District 22. She is trying to do something about the high price of prescription drugs, in particular for seniors. District 22, last time I checked, has a large senior population. It includes Sun City, McDonald Ranch, part of Sun City Anthem. And to those of you that are troubled by the high price of prescription drugs, Melissa Hardy's trying to do something about it. And, you know, in the past, there's been bipartisan efforts to get this done, but it never seems to get done. Pharmacy benefit managers, they're known as PBMs in the industry. Assembly Bill 141. AB 141, a profound step towards addressing the financial stress that all too often is associated with the cost of medication. We'll tell you coming up in our next segment how she plans to do it. What is AB 141? What is it intended to do? And the big question is, will it work? Will it help in lowering the cost? One of the things that has always bothered me is that some pharmacists won't tell you how to save money. They won't tell you how to save money on your prescriptions. And not just for seniors, but for everybody. Melissa Hardy will help us out. Also coming up in our next hour, our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Now, for those of you that don't know what the wall-to-wall free-for-all is, pretty simple. In our first 2.5 hours, you tell us what it is you want to talk about. In our last half hour, you tell us what it is you want to talk about. It's pretty simple. Pretty straightforward. We'll give you that opportunity, and in fact, we'll get to your calls coming up. Bottom of the hour is when we begin the wall-to-wall free-for-all. We make it real, real simple. By the way, AB 141, to give you a spoiler alert, it'll prohibit the PBMs from prohibiting customers from obtaining information about how they could buy their prescriptions cheaper. Can I tell you my idea? Shop around. We'll talk with Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy. That's all coming up live and local now. Another one buys the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one buys the dust. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.